Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
And welcome back.
Yeah, so we got a quote from somebody that came by. Well, I shouldn't say a quote, but a comment. And they said, Evolutionary Energy Arts family, you guys must be part of a cult. I'm out of here.
Oh, thank goodness, because I don't really want people like that to be close to me.
Well, you know, it's drinking the Kool-Aid of sorts where you don't understand the situation that's right in front of you. Yeah, we're all basically one big family, like it or not. And again, we're all living on this planet as cells in this planet. Oh, it's interesting times to say the least. And Rama has joined us,
yes.
Butting his head right through us.
Rama is right here, you guys.
So please do subscribe both channels. We were talking yesterday about the quake. It's 5.4, where there was a 6.4 like about a week ago. As we have the major flooding events going on, oh man, there's so much going on. Everything's going to just accelerate in 2023. As we were saying, you know, I guess the theme would be everything that we've seen so far and more at a faster pace.
I know. And it's just going to pick up more and more and more. And boy, just really hold on, because with each day that passes, it seems like some significant things are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we do understand that there are people that don't want to hear what's going on because they, you know, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant, but just, you know, like taking that bandage off a wound that's been covered up for a week and you got to whoosh, and you're going to get that hair ripped away. It's not going to be pleasant, but at some time you got to take the bandage off. At some time we have to take the blinders off. And I know 99.9% of you guys have the blinders off as far as, you know, understanding the bigger picture. If you go to playlists, there's a lot of different playlists that we have here. Consciousness and Reality, this one that you're seeing at the first, that one is a video that I did back, it was January of 2018, January of 2018, Visions of the Future, and something that looked like an alien invasion. This is stuff I saw back in 1984, U.S. invaded by China and Russia. So shared with you, you know, what I've been getting this whole time, going back to 1984, and there's many, many, many that have seen this period in time. Why would so many people see this period in time? Because this is the big turning of the wheel. This is a major period where we are shifting, and, you know, just like birth is usually, it comes with some trauma, and it comes with some pain, but it brings in something beautiful. This is exactly what is going to happen. And so when we look at the news and, you know, we see everything that's going on, it's ugly and it's painful. And it, you know, for me, I just feel my anger rising as I'm reading everyone, and then frustration too for those people that are still so stuck in the mud and the mire. Some people that refuse to wake up because it would mean that they'd have to admit that they were really wrong, very, very wrong, and in fact they were, you know, backing the wrong horse in a race. They thought they were doing something that was good, but in fact, they were doing something that was contributing to a lot of loss of life and pain and suffering later.
Mm-hmm. And that action in and of itself is extremely, extremely traumatizing. So some people just don't even choose to cross the threshold of admitting that they are wrong because there's severe consequences. Sometimes those things that you support, especially when it's the controllers offering it, can be very devastating what they do. The things that they put in front and say, here, follow this path, do this, do that. And the fact that so many people get hurt, it does make it difficult to step out into the light. And then you have to go through this other process. Say you do that and you understand the truth of all things, then you have to go through this other process of, okay, now this was wrong, and I thought with my heart of heart that it was correct. Well, how do I know what is going to be correct moving forward? What can I trust? That's very traumatizing, but you know what? You just baby step your way through it. It will pass. You will come to a resolving point, and you will find that understanding and that inner voice that tells you this is your truth.
And, you know, as we see a new variant spreading rapidly across the U.S., and we have Brits told to wear a face mask if they have a cold, stay at home alert raised again, you know, we have this feeling that, oh, here we go again. But this is exactly what we've been letting you guys know. You know, 2023 is going to be an acceleration. It's going to be, in some ways, a return to the beginning of 2020. But on a much higher level, because they're unfortunately, and as you go read comments from people, you'll get people that say, oh my God, it, you know, the plague upon the land, the COVID 19 is so horrifying and scary. And then you have people that say it doesn't exist. Again, you know, we should always be cautious and because, you know, just because there's something out there that maybe isn't what we think it is doesn't mean there's nothing out there, because there is something out there. And, you know, when Cindy was scanning, well, what is the plague upon the land? What came back was it's a consciousness. It's an intelligence. It's a predatorial intelligence. It's a predator. It's a predator that's out there looking for hosts. And again, it wants to consume, you know, wherever it can. It's all about keeping itself alive. And then, of course, we have the cure, which is nothing more than simply an intensified version of that which was already released. Yes, there was something. Absolutely, there was something released. It's not just an illusion. No, it didn't devastate like they said. It was much more subtle, much more nefarious. And of course, there's always a purpose out there. The purpose was for the solution to come. That's the whole reason, you know, because they understood that it would not in and of itself be able to achieve the desired effect without the solution. So it's all about getting that solution out there. Now people are starting to realize, there's something really, really wrong with the narrative we were giving. Kids are getting sick more often this year because of, this is from David Asman, he's a writer, and this is his words. Again, all these things are what's out there, so everybody must, you know, use your own discernment, develop your own discernment. And the only way to get sharper with your discernment is to clarify yourself. Get yourself, at least give yourself time. I understand. I mean, shoot, if you're in a big city like LA, San Francisco, Houston, New York, Miami, I mean, it's tough to find clarity. I don't think there really is a way that you can be clear inside a big city. I don't think it's really possible. Unless you maybe, you know, cover yourself with earth bags that are filled with like 12 inches of dirt to give yourself reprieve from all the frequencies, the Wi-Fi signals, the FIVEG signals, your routers are giving off signals, your phones are giving off signals. If you're sleeping with your phone on and it's right next to you all night, you are bathing in just horrible frequencies that are affecting you in multiple ways. These are the things we got to get used to. And so when I make my rounds at night, I pull the plug and pull the plug on everything. We put things on airplane mode. We have sleeves, you know, that block signals too for the cell phones. You know, there's more than one reason why there are people dropping like flies right now and leaving the 3D, going into the 4D, because that's what happens. And we have to start to realize, too, dead in our terms is just no longer in this vehicle, but we're still around. We're still around. We've just basically jumped frequencies. And again, for those that might be watching for the first time because you saw something that triggered you to come in and take a look and you're like, what the heck are they talking about? Just give me the news. Well, again, we're for those that are awakening, those that are seeing past the bigger picture and are curious to learn more and are shedding all the programming that's been being basically shoved into your mind since the very day you're born. So here we go. The quote is 2 years of mask wearing. And of course, if you're constantly inhaling what your body wants to exhale and get rid of, you're just bringing in more toxins. The new normal is sick. Yes, absolutely. Everything that's being done here is all about wearing down immunity, wearing down the body. And we can't trust anything that comes out of China, but we can't trust anything that comes out of anywhere. We can't trust RT, Twitter, we can't trust anything. Then why quote it? Because there's a ton of people out there, the majority of people out there still are walking around, and you might label them sheeple. They don't understand the bigger picture. So they're looking at things and they're completely believing one thing or another, completely believing without discernment. And as we're saying, you can't have discernment if you're being subject to all these other constant energies that are either, penetrating the body through the air or being taken in through the food you eat or through the water you drink or being directly pumped into your veins.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many extremely good people out there who are doing things that if they just knew the truth, they wouldn't. And that's why we go to this information, because so many people are questioning this information and we give a new understanding. And awakening, it takes a long time. You need information that is more thorough. You need the background story. You need to learn the reading in between the lines type of story. And that's something that takes time, and we can't just get on in 3 minutes and do all of that and get back off. And how does that help anyone if we were to do that? How does that help people who want to wake up in their hearts and souls? They are going to take the time to listen and walk with it and move forward in a very methodical way, because they want the truth regardless of the consequences.
Absolutely. And one of the things that hits me when we look at the world population, it's always hit me that something doesn't work out here. It really, really doesn't work out. It doesn't seem to make any sense. And again, the numbers that they give us are off. I'm sure that they're off. Now, 2022, we supposedly just hit 8 billion people. 8 billion people. If we go back and we look all the way back to 1900, 1.6 billion people, women. And so in 122 years, 123, we went from 1.6 billion people to 8 billion people. That's a lot of growth in 100 years. And that's including two world wars, Spanish flu, honestly, again, wars and rumors of wars. There's never, ever a time when, there's not wars. So when we go back to, say around 200 AD, they give the entire global population as 190 million. Yet, when we look to the Mahabharata, is a holy book that comes from India, and I'm misspelling it, Mahabharata, and it talks about it. The Mahabharata talks about a single battle that happened. Well, people don't know exactly when it happened, but it is a historical battle that is supposed to have happened somewhere around maybe 3 to 5,000 BC. 3 to 5,000 BC. So again, that's 5 to 7,000 years ago. And if we look at the world population, 5,000 BC, they're giving us 5 million people. Well, in this one battle, according to this book, and again, of course, you know, anything that's historical can be revised, over 1 billion people died. 1 billion people died in this battle. There's something wrong with all the numbers that we have been given. There's something wrong with all the reality that they're portraying to us. So if it's true that we went from 1.6 billion to 8 billion people in just a little over 100 years' time, what happened to all those people back then? Now, if we had, you know, in some of those sources, in not just the Hindu holy books, but when you go and look at the Bible and look at when they take the census of the people, and then if you look at, wait a minute, the whole world had a population of 5 million, and then you start looking at what the population of, you know, the Jews wandering around in the desert area waiting to get to their homeland, quote unquote, is supposed to have been, it doesn't add up either. None of this adds up. And this is part of what's going on. We're reaching the point where we're going to recognize this has all been a sales scam. We have all been caught up in a sales scam. This scam starts the moment you come into this world. And it's a scam. Now, here you see China admits its deaths from plague upon the land are huge. 70% of Shanghai's 25 million residents have been infected. Now, again, not all cures are the same, as we were saying, that technology, and let's put it in a, you'll have to unjumble this, RAMN technology was used in the U.S. and in the NATO countries, wasn't used in Russia and China. You know, will it take something like this? And yeah, that was a hard hit, but that wasn't about the hit. It was about the guy that collapsed after. And it wasn't because he got a concussion. No, he went into cardiac arrest. He's 24 years old. Again, football player. These are some guys that are in just phenomenal shape. As good a shape as you can imagine. He went into cardiac arrest. Now, you know, again, we should be, honestly, gosh, there should be no questioning what's happening. There's just denial. And yes, denial is also a river in Egypt.
Yes, it's not the kind of denial that is a river in Egypt, yes.
Yeah, here you see some of his co-mates crying for him, Buffalo Bills. His name is Damar Hamlin. You know, please do send your prayers to him. As again, he, like so many people, you're so wrapped up in everything that you're doing in life. You feel that there's no need to question anything. What do I got to do? Of course I want people to be safe. Of course I don't want to, you know, make anybody else at risk. And because, you know, the only thing you're really focused on is your career, your family, the things right in front of you, you just trust and you go along. And then, you know, now we are understanding what's going on. As this is Charlie Kirk, this is a tragic and all too familiar sight right now. Athletes dropping suddenly. And again, if athletes are dropping, how about the regular people out there that are not at the top level? So, you know, this is from Zero Hedge. This is part of, it's going to be impossible to deny. And a lot of people are in denial. They really are. And just think, this was like a year ago.
And today's game was the first that fans had to show that they were at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19. Channel 2's Jeff Rabal has details on how things went and how many fans were turned away.
Another football Sunday with fans ready to go, but this Sunday was a bit different, with only fans who are at least partially vaccinated allowed to attend. Most people we spoke to didn't mind the new policy.
I think it's fine with me.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Guaranteed everybody's protected when they get inside.
I think it's good for everyone that's here. Wonderful. I think it's good to be safe, and better safe than sorry. And it's our kids' first game, so we're excited about it.
Well, you kind of feel safer when you're in a stadium like this and there's thousands and thousands of people. So having people be vaccinated, I think is awesome.
You know, and then there's a lot of us that are like, you might look at those people and say, you fools. You might look at them and say, you idiots. You might look at them and say, oh, God, I feel so sad for you guys. You don't understand anything. You don't understand anything.
Right. And, you know, I'm to the point now where I look at them and I can see that they have a really good heart. And just like Mike, that's the part that saddens me. They want to do the right thing in their heart of heart, soul of soul, but they're being misled. You know, they're under the care of that farmer.
Yeah. You know, and you might have noticed, you know, that it is tough for us to go ahead and make videos of this sort. It's not easy, and we really don't know how long we'll keep doing these, because again, you know, at some point we're at that point of diminished returns with the people that are going to be in denial and are just not going to, at any cost, admit that. And it's not that you have to admit. What you have to do is just understand, okay, there must be another trajectory to take. You certainly don't keep walking down the plank when you see all those in front of you dropping off the cliff. That's pretty obvious. So, you know, again, we would like to focus more on the hidden history aspects, and especially, you know, how do we accelerate our spiritual development? How do we clear our temples and become healthier individuals? What's it going to look like when the system is gone? And how do we move forward? Those are the things we'd love to focus on. And we do, and we enjoy doing that. This is a painful time right now to go through, as people recognize what's really going on here. And the fact that, again, those that we've trusted, you know, they've been giving us a sales job. This has been a sales job the entire time. And people have been buying it. Unfortunately, the bulk of people have been buying it. You know, it's just like those, hey, you know, that farmer guy is really good. You know, he comes and feeds us every day. I'm telling you, I got a bad feeling about today. I got a bad feeling. Yeah, you know, again, farmers and herds, sheep and shepherds, there's something much bigger going on here. And, you know, the average age of the athletes that are dropping is 26 years old. And again, I mean, there's too many. There's just too many. And you got hundreds of doctors up in Canada. You know, again, we've been given these mandates. And here is Uchi Nwan Nwaneri, right? And here is a tweet he did on September 1st, 21. Okay, so let's get these you-know-what mandates and passports up and running ASAP. We're seeing children dying daily from the un-you-know-what selfishness. Pregnant women at risk too. Protect life. Jail anyone who refuses. And, you know, by the way, he's dead. 38. Again, you know, just when the blind are leading the blind, everybody falls off the cliff.
Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate, too. And one thing we definitely don't do is we don't do this for the money. It's actually very, very difficult for Mike and I to do this. And Mike puts most of it together all the time. But we do it for the love of humanity, because we know better and we want to help other people know better. Because when you do know better, you simply do better. And that's just a way of life. But when we see this stuff day after day, how can we not speak up? And he's right. There will come a time when this falls away and we will do something else. But for right now, this is our job and this is what we do.
And so this is Dr. Anastasia Maria Lupus, and she's showing her daughter. And this is a doctor that's been awake for at least, I think, a year and a half of now. You have to recognize, too, many doctors have just started to wake up in the last year. And so there's many that have just started to realize, oof, oh man, I was wrong, right? And think about how it makes a doctor feel to say I was wrong when they're talking to people all day long for quite a while and telling them certain things, and they're very convinced, or at least they want to be convinced, and now you got to backtrack? You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them are thinking, I'm going to lose every single one of my patients. This is going to destroy my career. I still owe $200, $300, $400, $500,000 in student loans. You know, again, the system makes it so that you have to stay in the system. That's the purpose. And so this is her daughter. She was the only one that didn't in her particular class. And of course, she's the one that is relieved at this point in time. How about this? We don't really talk about this, but, you know, number of pediatric gender clinics in 2007, in 2022. Oh, now you got to recognize, they've already told us. They've told us. You could go to Yuval Harari and his quotes that this is the last time you're going to see Homo sapiens on the planet. There's one, maybe two generations. This is it. No more Homo sapiens. Well, you know, again, you got everything going on with people taking what nature gave and changing it. And in many cases, they'll never be able to be fully operational, so to speak. Again, it's all about replacing the natural with something that's not natural. Because again, who is Satan? Satan is AI. Ultimately, the enemy is AI. It's artificial intelligence. Here you have France doctors throwing down their stethoscopes and because of the failed health system. Actually, I saw a petition. There was a petition with 17,000 doctors' signatures. Oh, another one. Sudden adult death syndrome. Yeah. Truth tsunami is incoming. Yeah. Remember, don't forget, we have to remember, but you're going to have to forgive too, because forgiveness is for you. As we saw, you know, and think about that one couple with their kids saying, well, we want to protect our kids. We want everybody to protect their kids. This is all people are thinking, but they're just, you know, they just don't see, and they don't recognize a wolf when, you know, they see one.
Mm-mm. Or a cockroach.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it's story time. I got to talk to you guys about something, and I want your input too if you feel like it, because the more information we have, the better we can piece these things together. So I had a dream. I was in a coliseum, and this guy here on the screen, go back to BG. He was speaking like we've seen him speak in so many other areas. He was talking to people, and while I was watching, he turned into a giant. Hold on, I hope it's right here. Mm-hmm. He turned into a giant cockroach, you guys. He was huge. And he was like the biggest cockroach I'd ever seen. And he totally shapeshifted into a cockroach. And he fell on the floor. And then he because he's a cockroach, now he's starting to eat crumbs and stuff that's on the floor. And it was so disturbing, and I woke up and my heart was pounding, and it was just really disgusting. And I mean, I have my own ideas, my own interpretation. Before I had this dream, I could see good old BG talking with other entities that were, we wouldn't call them of a human variety. I could see him talking to them. So I know that there was some kind of interaction with different beings. But now I'm wondering, was I just seeing his ability to turn into another being, you know?
Or at least, you know, that aspect that overshadows and its inherent nature. Because again, what we're battling is not truly, is certainly not Homo sapiens.
No.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, a lot of people are starting to just not understand how certain people are walking around with, are just able to do what they've always done. And there's no ramifications, like perhaps certain CEOs of certain companies. Why are these people not under, you know, lock and key, so to speak? The truth has no defense against a fool determined to believe a lie. Well, unfortunately, you know, that's probably been the better part of humanity. And it's just simply because of the indoctrination. It's so strong. It's so prevalent. And, you know, we still have family members, a few in this circle that still cling to some aspects of what they were brought up with, just simply because, you know, it's so indoctrinated in your mind, you can't let go and think of things in a different way. But everything in time. And I mean, the stats are overwhelming. And yet, even with the overwhelming stats, you'll still get the main lame media telling you there's no evidence of anything. Well, what about all this? I mean, you could pull a elephant out in front of them and say, what about the elephant in the room? And they're going to say, what elephant? I don't see an elephant. Even if it stood on their toe, they would say it's not there. So here you have a doctor that's explaining things, and all of a sudden, oh, we got to cut over to the weather. You know, again, it's all about controlling the narrative to a certain point. Are the cures fueling the new? Yeah, of course. I mean, evolving? Yeah. The world is a petri dish. Your body is a petri dish. This is what's been going on. As Japan launches official investigation. Yeah, now when you see this too, it's going to be a little too late for perhaps a huge portion of the population. This is why, again, we've been stressing so much with true sincerity how important it is to detox as much as you can. You have to drive all the toxins out of your system in order to have a chance. So those that have done something and now regret it, you know, again, you want to constantly be detoxing, and you want to make it uncomfortable for this, because what this is truly a dark entity. It's an entity. It is, in effect, kind of like a possession that's happening. And so how can you drive it out? Well, again, you know, when you do eat and drink, charge and pray over your food, your water, you could visualize, you know, before you go to drink water or whatever it is you're drinking, visualize it glowing with life force. Maybe see it as a crystalline sort of vibrant green. Green is, again, colors are frequencies, and colors actually can deliver frequencies to the cells and to the body, to the energy body, that are needed to combat disease. This is kind of like energy healing 101. And so intention is super powerful. You know, don't underestimate intention. We know from the double slit experiment and many other experiments with quantum physics and studies that it's our observing things that actually make things become what they are. It's the very act of observing. It's the observer. This is the observer's world.
It absolutely is. And that is so fun. And there is many different layers to this. Remember, thoughts are things. Thoughts are not just these things that you think of and are gone. No, they are created. So when you are looking at this water, thinking and feeling love, you are surrounding that water and penetrating that water with a great deal of love, with a great deal of guidance, with a great deal of light. And then you take that into your body, and it's really life-changing, you guys. I hope you at least give it a try for a couple of days and see what happens, because it really did change my life when I realized and understood the power of my thoughts and my intention. And when you work on your light body and you do the time, the meditation, the mantras, self-care, that those thoughts coming out of your head become so much stronger, and they can do so much more.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, that brings me to playlists, and there's no tool that's more powerful than the mantras in my mind, because again, these are given to us from the golden age. So this is golden age tools. These are golden age frequencies that can truly align us once again with the purpose of creation in and of itself. So when we use these words in Sanskrit, and again, you know, there are affirmations. Affirmations I view as different than mantras. When I say a mantra, I mean a Sanskrit mantra. And Sanskrit is as old a language as we have. The vibrations are purposefully structured so that they will open up chakras, they will free the life force to move freely through the body, they will raise the vibrations. As Tesla said, if you want to think about the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, vibration. These change those things in a powerful positive light. So if you are infected with a dark demonic type of energy, which this really truly is, these will be making the environment extremely uncomfortable for that energy. In fact, it can't stand it. And so it will want to flee from this. And so this is why we do these mantras. And I do them two or three times a day for hundreds of repetitions, if not thousands of repetitions. And I feel the effects of it as every single cell in my body wakes up and becomes very powerfully vibrating in a positive direction. And this is how I've been able to get to the point where I can see and get these messages clearly from the higher self, which is residing in a much higher density than this particular aspect of the self. So when you see, you know, again, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, you know, just jump off and become, you know, part of the board of PF Iser, and you're trusting in the power structure that is, you're trusting in basically the ones that are making the profit on the plague upon the land in the first place. So again, trusting in salesmen blindly, and not to say there's not good salesmen out there. There are many good salesmen out there in this world. But absolutely, the ones that we see running this show, they're not. They're not. And trusting in them blindly leads us to go straight off that cliff. More than one in four, this is from Rasmussen. This is mainstream. More than one in four think somebody they know died from the cure. Oh, you know, so extrapolate that out. How many people have we really lost? I don't think we have a clue yet. But it's enormous. And it's just the tip of the iceberg again. Greece is finally scrapping the COVID, you know, what mandates for healthcare workers. This is Peter in Sweden. He's an independent journalist and commentator. Freedom is winning. Yeah, you know, we got to push harder because, again, they understand their quotas better than we do. And again, there's always these other layers to things that they're going to pull. When I show you this photo, what do we see? I don't know. Is he 30? I don't know. 20s, 30. Maybe he's, you know, 40s. These are Cuban migrants. They're all male, right? None of them look like they're really out of shape. In fact, all of them may be military, just to put it straight. Massive wave of migrants arrived in the Florida Keys over the weekend. 500 people to be from Cuba and other parts of the Caribbean came ashore in what locals describe as a major crisis. The arrivals forced authorities to close Dry Tortugas National Park, where some 300 arrived over New Year's. Wait a minute. Wow, 300, 500. Yeah, there's thousands. There is an army inside the U.S. that numbers in the hundreds of thousands. This has been ongoing for a long time. It's accelerated since 46. Why has it accelerated? Because, again, you know, he's doing his job. What's his job? Open doors and sell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I and it is so unfortunate, and it is so hard to watch sometimes. But you know, when you know the truth, at least then you can point your navigator to the correct direction and do what's best for you. If you don't know the truth, you're just going to keep walking with the rest of the herd. And these beings are beings. They just want what they want, regardless of consequences, regardless of what might happen. They have Rama says hi, you guys. I'm sorry, he just nudged me. It's just, it's really difficult, but we have options, we have choices, and we need to keep that in mind and make ourselves, put ourselves in a better place, do better things, eat better, get stronger, and then create our own world, our own path, because remember, thoughts are things. We can create it.
Absolutely. So Americans largely pessimistic about U.S. prospects in 23. Is there any surprise there? And we have over here, bleak Brits believe cost of living crisis will worsen in 2023. So says a poll. Yeah, 23. I mean, I wish we could give you, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. You know, there's going to be a white hat that comes over the hill. Maybe it's going to be John Wayne resurrected and he's going to sweep all the darkness away. Yeah, that's not happening. This is a process, and this has happened in the past. So we understand that there's those that don't want to face this, and they'll say, you guys are too pessimistic. Well, no, we're realists, because, again, we haven't woken up the majority. There is a consensus reality. There's the individual reality. And, yeah, an individual can do their best to pull themselves out of the muck and mire. If you find yourself a beautiful place in Montana or, some other location, maybe on a South Pacific island somewhere, you have the ability to do it, you could live your life to the highest degree possible. But when you're living in this toxic muck and mire, the system has to break down, and it's not going to be an easy thing because they are not going to relinquish the reins gently. Oh, no, no. As we've said many times, they are going to be the little kid that's mama says, okay, Tommy, it's time to come home now. Stop playing. But mom, we're building this big castle. Look how nice it is. Look what we did. Me, Tommy, Emma, Jamie, whatever. We got this massive castle. No, you got to come home right now, mister. And he goes and kicks the castle. That's what the controllers are like. That's what they're like. They're not going to They're not going to walk away easy and gently. No, no, no. They're going to try to destroy everything that they can before they're no longer in power. U.S. schools are a cesspool of Marxist indoctrination. This is Marco Rubio. Yeah, again, now does that mean that the only correct way is capitalism? Because that's part of this matrix too. The communist, capitalist, democratic, republican. You got to think outside of all these boxes. And then again, he is always giving Bible verses, and he doesn't understand, again, because the Bible verses he tends to give, too. A lot of these are the judgment ones, of that angry God, per se, that many people have realized this doesn't sound right. This doesn't feel like the all-loving creator of the universe. Well, again, it's part of the control matrix. And of course, he's playing his role. And you got to say he's either indoctrinated so that he's doing what he thinks is right, or he may know the bigger picture, totally. He may totally know the bigger picture, that the Homo sapiens and the hybrids that are here are just holding the space, so to speak, for the real controllers. And this is the new president, Luis Lula. So he halts privatization of Brazilian state companies. National oil giant Petrobras will remain under government control. Again, this is what we will ultimately see. There will be no private business, period. None of any significance under what the power brokers want. No. And again, we understand digital currency. We understand that's all coming in. Carbon credit system. Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, these corporate entities that have been polluting the world forever, all of a sudden get a conscience. They don't have conscience. They just have agenda. U.S. Capitol Police hype up the threat of the unthinkable. What, the unthinkable, that we could actually have a free society? This is part of it. Again, they're warning of future attacks similar to the riot that erupted, back in 2020. Again, we must take a step back, allow ourselves to see the bigger picture. Everything that we see, all the power brokers are actors. They're all actors in this great drama. it only ends when the masses say it ends. That's it. It's going to take the masses awakening. And the timeline that we're on, really, we're going to end up with that World War III scenario manifesting in front of our eyes within a year and a half for sure. It could be happening today, tomorrow, a week, a month. It's hard to say, but absolutely it will be fully underway before we head into 2025. And again, this is when it starts. It all depends on how many people are waking up. When they can no longer control the narrative to a certain point and it becomes an improbability to them that they could, you know, go further without creating this, then it's time for them to trigger this. So we see the HIMARS rockets, apparently, because we can't trust anything, killing 100 or more Russian soldiers in a significant escalation, as you see huge death toll after U.S. supplied HIMARS leveled Russian barracks, possibly hundreds killed. Again, that is ready to expand at any time. Moscow broker Turkey deal, our foreign forces on their way out of Syria. That would sound like a good thing, but it could be paving the way for direct conflict. So, you know, again, Turkey, this guy, if you read his energy, it's not good. Not good at all, you know, and not that any of these guys' energy is very good. No, there's no saints here. No, you know, there's no Anandamayi Maas in the political spectrum. There's no Sri Yukteswars, you know. There's no Yoganandas that really, truly are going and operating from the heart center. There's no Yeshuas. Again, no, obviously not. So, you know, here it is, Turkey has been in Syria, the U.S. and Russia. This has been a mess. Now, if Turkey withdraws, I do feel Turkey is going to flip multiple times. You know, they're just waiting for their opportunity. And we saw recently there was an article that said of a China-Arab alliance. Well, Erdogan envisions himself as the new head of the new revitalized Ottoman Empire. And he probably realizes that the longer Russia is in conflict, especially a direct conflict with NATO, because he's played both sides very, very well. And while there are controllers controlling everything, got to recognize these people, the controllers themselves, the real controllers themselves, they fight amongst themselves all the time because their number one thing is ego and greed. So they are unified to a degree, but they're like sharks in a tank, and you throw in a bucket of chum and throw in some big fish, they're going to bite each other to get to the fish. This is just their nature. So again, I do feel that Turkey will play both sides, and you know, if Russia ends up getting weakened to a point, they might try to expand their influence eventually, even going into the countries that are predominantly Islamic that used to be part of the USSR, and maybe he has envisioned that they'll become part of his revived Ottoman Empire, and that he could ride that white horse that the Imam Mahdi rides for Islam. Again, the prophecies that have been given to us in Christianity and Islam from the Judaic roots, and again, that Abrahamic Judaic roots is mostly taken from a lot of other sources. This is a story that gets retold. As Cindy was saying, you know, these stories that we get from our religious perspective, our mainstream religious perspective, were told to Denisovans. They were told to Neanderthals. They were sold to them too before they were genocided.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these stories, they're just coming around again and again and again. And with each new crop of humans, they bring up the same stories. Why? Because it's convenient. Why? Because the controllers cannot create anything new. So they must take from that, which is the original. So here again, we have choices and we have options to follow our own path, find our own destiny, take our path there, or we follow them.
Attorney General Denise George gets terminated just days after she filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase for aiding, you know, J.E. there, that famous, not Gilligan's Island, the other island. Yeah. Now, what happened? Well, she got fired right after Biden goes down there for vacation. Oh, is there any coincidence? Hello, damage control. Corruption pays well in Washington, D.C. Absolutely, because this is how these guys get into these positions. These are individuals that will sell out humanity to better themselves. Yes, that's you, Liz. You know, again, doesn't matter if it's right, doesn't matter if it's left. You know, this is the system. So she's accumulated $37 million in wealth on a $174,000 salary since 2017. Wait a minute, 2017? It's just turned 20. Is that 5 years? Five times 30. No, something's not adding up there. Ah, who is in her back pocket? Or better yet, whose back pocket is she in? You know, everything that we've been given is a lie. As you see, this little three-year-old, this is supposedly a three-year-old going to work with his pop, 1930s. You know, we are told, and I do remember this from my mother. Again, I had aunts that were born in the 1890s. As I was, I was not expected to come because my mom was older, my dad was older. And it's something that's in my family, which is weird too, because my mother was the middle sister, and her younger sister is actually like 4 years older than my sister. So it was a weird generational thing where my grandma had one child at a very advanced age, and then my mother had me at a little bit more advanced age. So a lot of my family were way older than me. So I was brought up with, you know, people that were born pre-1900. And I am getting pretty ancient too. But I remember them talking about this and how, you know, people work 16 hours. They worked almost every working day, 12 to 16 hours. And little kids going to work too. You know, again, this really rings true to the way the controllers view us. And we hear those legends, those Anunnaki legends, and the Ijiji of them basically making humans to be slaves. But they didn't create us. They modified the vehicle. Again, the human body has been modified multiple times. And so it's going through a modification again. This is the whole purpose. Homo sapiens has gotten to be uncontrollable. We need something controllable. Let's merge it with AI, and they're going to put out a new version. And this is what they're going to do. That they always want to just simply have slaves that will not rebel.
Mm-hmm. You know, nature finds a way. When evolution is in place and in process, nature, and if it's supposed to evolve, you can only cover up that information for so long. It's going to show itself, and they know that we're moving deeper into the photon belt. We're moving deeper into the light, and they can try to put out our light, and they can try to stop, and they will try to stop the evolution, but nature will always, always find a way. And look at this little guy here. He's so, oh, there's two. Oh, there's three.
And you see how Mama won't let the one get too far ahead, but she's got to watch the ones that are trailing too.
She does. And, you know, you look at a mama, and moms can do, and dads can do the impossible for their children. They figure out a way.
So, again, as we've told you guys, the earth changes are going to be increasing. Most of what you've seen to this point has been an amplification through technology of these floods, these earthquakes and stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's naturally occurring ones all the time. And you look at the fracking that we see in Oklahoma, in Texas, in Louisiana, in so many different areas. There's tons of fracking. That's all making the potential for bigger earthquakes, as well as also poisoning water supplies. Mother Earth is waiting as much as she can. She's looking at those that are ready to go right now. This little guy, you know, he might be one of the ones that's like, I get the whole thing, Mom. I'm coming home to 5D. But she's also looking at the ones that are lagging, and she wants them to catch up too. She doesn't want to leave any behind. I mean, what mother ever wants to leave any kids behind?
And moms and dads will go real close to killing themselves to make sure that their children are safe.
Absolutely. So again, guys, as always, Thank you for your support over on Patreon, where you can support for as little as a dollar a month. Again, everything on Evolutionary has been demonetized for the majority of Evolutionary's period that we've been doing this as we head into our seventh year. Ooh, seventh year? Six and a half or something. Yeah, anyway, boy, time is really changing in and of itself. It's speeding up, and I know a lot of you guys sense that. And thanks also for the support on Ko-Fi, where you could do a one-time support or monthly just by changing the number of coffees. If you do want energy work, again, we recommend you reach us at evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Also, Vedic Charts. We basically use Ko-Fi for the payment right there, the energy exchange. And over here, you get an idea what the recommended donations are for the different services, as well as you could read some testimonials of which, you know, it's been, I think, probably a year and a half, 2 years. We haven't updated any testimonials, even though we have a ton to update. We just haven't been able to get to it. Do check out Medicinal Foods too. Use coupon code EEA to get an extra 10% off. And these guys, again, they don't really care about the money per se. They are more into helping people. Good people that have been with us since, I believe, 2018 or maybe even 2017. As always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.